There is a world between our world and the world of the dead. The underworld. One man walks the banks of both sides, bringing justice from beyond the grave, from beyond the River Styx. Styx Season 2, Episode 8, The Last Doorway.
Stepping through the door in Gateway City is like jumping into a tornado. I fall forward only to be blasted up. I see my body in the makeshift tub of ice on the floor of the morgue. Then I hit it like a comet.
Boss! Boss! You okay?
Christ, you were under for a long time, Wayman. You look...
I ain't been blinked yet. But I was under longer than it looked.
What do you mean?
Let's just say the situation down under has not improved.
That figures.
The situation up here skipped worse and went straight to deep shit.
Show me. The storm. When did it start?
A few hours ago. The clouds didn't blow in. They just bubbled into existence.
And the storm isn't cold, Blake.
It's hot as hell.
Please tell me that's just a metaphor.
The snow is melting and flooding the streets.
Those trying to leave are stuck on washed out roads. The rest are hiding in their houses.
What's happening, Blake?
The River Styx is overflowing and the barrier between the worlds is tearing. When the waters reach the rift, the dead will wash in with them.
My God.
Tell me there's a plan.
Roll of the dice is more like it. I need to get the gun in Underworld City to a being called the Doorman, who might just be able to fix all this in return. But to do that, we gotta stop Xander the Enigma.
Which one? The serial killer who's escaped up here?
Or the wraith down below who's stronger than you?
Can't stop one without stopping the other. We gotta drive a wedge between them. Disrupt the connection. Hattie may have pointed us to a clue.
You saw her? She's still...
Yeah. She's there. And we can bring her back. As long as there's a world to bring her back to.
Mr. Comrade, are you all right?
I'm fine. Thank you, Hattie.
Where is this place? It's the hugest room I've ever seen.
The doorman brought us back to the purveyor's warehouse.
Wasn't that where Connemara was forcing your people to drink and sing?
Yes, but even if he is worried about us, he'll be keeping his eyes on the river, not down here.
So why are we here? The doorman said we'd be taken to where we need to be.
I have an idea. It's faint, but I can still smell the brimstone.
What is it?
The forge. Just over here. There it is.
It's so big. This is what made the gun?
Forged with the help of the boatman himself. The fool.
So what do we need with it?
We're going to relight the fire and give Blake a weapon of his own in the final fight.
Didn't the doorman say there was no more metal to work with? Isn't that why Blake has to get the gun back in the first place?
There are secrets to the forge that the boatman, Xander, and even the doorman don't know.
It's the fire itself, isn't it?
You're a rare mortal, Hattie. The Forge's fire isn't a flame like those that burn in your world.
What, then?
Passion. That which burns hottest in the hearts of souls and spirits alike. It can be dark, like anger and hatred that lead to war.
But also light.
Yes.
How can I help?
I ask a favor of you.
Anything.
I'm going to ask you a question, but to know the truth and your answer, I need to see your face with my hands.
All right.
Tell me, why are you in Underworld City?
I was murdered.
No, why are you here? Why are you involved? Why did you step through the doorman's door to come back?
For Blake.
Why?
Because he's not afraid of the things that scare me. Because he can't turn away from something broken without trying to fix it. Because when he looks at me, I want him to see me. And to let me see him.
Yes, that's it.
There are tears on your cheeks, Mr. Comrade.
My eyes still work a wonder, even if it's not sight. There was someone who spoke of me once the way you speak of Blake. Now she's gone.
I'm sorry.
It's so easy to look at humankind with contempt, to scorn their pettiness, their violence, their corruption. But I've been reminded to pity them. They discovered the greatest treasure in the universe, the connection between one life and another. A mother, a child, a brother, a sister, a friend.
A lover?
There's nothing one can hold or stand atop of or create that's worth more. They found something so precious and they are doomed to lose it over and over again. That is the source of their fear, their anger, their hate.
It's also where our courage comes from. Our kindness. Our love.
Yes, it is. I need you to focus your love, Hattie. Turn it into a container in your mind.
Then what?
We're going to make the fire hot, and you're going to hold it within you.
The city streets slosh with water. Overhead, the sky roils with unnatural clouds. Citizens run for shelter. We pass a man in the street with a sign over his chest, screaming about the end of the world. For once, he might be right. Montrose skids to a halt in front of the old hospital off Main Street. True wheels me in.
Hey, I need help here. Police business. You there, nurse.
We don't have time for police. Look around you.
Who are all these people?
Car accidents on wet streets, people trampled trying to escape a flooded parking garage. A lot of elderly and children who are just scared to death. No one understands what's happening out there.
That's why we're here.
What can the police do about it?
Not us, him.
Wait, I've seen you before. In the paper.
My name is Blake Wayman.
The psychic detective? The one who saved the city from the Black Rose?
Yeah.
He's more than that, ma'am. It's a lot to explain, but he's going to save the city again.
How?
There was a patient you had a long time ago who was causing all this mess. A patient who died.
Someone needs to come down here and sort out this quote-unquote filing system.
These archives are a nice way of saying a place where we put things we probably should have thrown away but didn't.
Don't get tempted to fix this, True. You're only allowed to look for a new job after the world has ended.
This is the last job I'll ever have. Blake, this side of the river or the next.
Got something. File marked C, Morrow.
Can't be many of those.
Don't get your hopes up.
No, this is it. A copy of the death certificate. And a picture of the bullet that did it.
But is there a personal effect? A letter?
Oh, this could be it. Only...
Oh no, the paper!
The letter is caked in blood. It's impossible to read.
What does that mean?
It means we're sunk.
All we could do now is try to get as many people out of the city as possible.
Wait. Not yet.
What is it, Blake?
Look at the name on the letter. The addressee.
Birdie? Who's Birdie?
Look how it's drawn.
Someone took the time with that handwriting. Made it look perfect. Made it with affection.
It's not just cursive. Looks like...
wings. Wings on each side of the name. Remember the poster for Xander's show?
The assistant. She wore wings.
Plans are complicated, but motives are not.
What's that?
Something the boatman said. I think I know what happened. I think I can still stop the Morrows.
You think? That's not enough, Wayman.
Time for that leap of faith, Montrose. I'm the best chance you've got. Are you in, or are you out?
Out of town are blocked. Both the East Bridge and the South Freeway are flooded due to this unprecedented meteorological event. Residents are advised to stay indoors, take shelter, and... what the hell is this?
Just read it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed a note from a police officer and told to read it on air. It says, to my good friend Xander, the Enigma, I know the secret to your bullet-catching trick, and I'm going to tell everyone. And I do mean everyone. Sincerely, Blake Wayman. What the hell is this? The city is falling apart around us and you have me read this? What is going on here? What the hell is going on?
Come on, damn you, more heat!
The flames are unreal!
Almost there.
Mr. Conrad, you're flickering. Like you're being burned away. Let me help-
Stay away, Hattie. If you touch the bellows, you'll be faded in an instant.
But you're-
Don't worry about me. There. flame is ready. I stoked it with every last ember I held for Terpsi.
So much.
And you must match it with your love for Blake, or you'll be fated and will have failed. Do you understand?
I think so.
Hold out your hand. Focus on Blake. Focus on your connection.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to touch your hand with mine, and the other to the furnace. The fire will pass through me.
But that'll kill you.
It's time one of my kind sacrificed for you. Now, prepare yourself. Here it comes. Focus, Hattie. Focus. Focus. All your heart. All your love.
It burns.
It's too much. It's too much.
No. Don't stop. I can do this.
Hattie.
I'm here. And I'm glowing.
I knew you could.
Conrad!
It's strange. I never saw this moment. I forgot how much I like surprises.
What was that?
The trapdoor to the warehouse.
Hello, down there. I thought I heard the scratching of little paws beneath my floorboards.
It's Xander. What do we do?
You and Blake must unite to use the flame. You must wait until Blake has weakened Xander. Hide.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
What about you?
I'll be fine.
No, you won't.
Wayman told me you had lie detector brown eyes. He was right. Now hide. I'm here, you son of a bitch! And I'm no mouse!
Throw in some more ice, Drew. Hurry.
Last bag.
What makes you think this is going to work, Wayman?
Trust me. Any minute, Colin Morrow's gonna...
Wayman! Got your message.
Shit! He's early.
Shut off the water. Give me the shot.
I know you're here, Wayman. You already in yet, tub.
If we put you under. If we can't stop him.
Well, if worse comes to worse. The last line of defense. You two know what to do.
This is crazy, but I'm ready.
Good luck, Blake.
Here I go.
Conrad? Where's Wayman?
Up top, paying a visit to your brother.
What's a man in a wheelchair going to do against a living ghost?
He's full of surprises.
You lit the furnace, why? There's no more metal. I got all the bullets.
I'm an old man. I got cold.
I wonder, is there an afterlife for people like you?
You'll never know.
But you will.
Connor, stop.
Wayman, just in time.
Listen to me.
You listen.
Conrad!
See you around, my son.
No!
You son of a bitch!
I wanted you to be my audience, Wayman, but you just can't keep off the stage, can you? Yoo-hoo! Wayman, you in here? You can't hide from me, Blake. Here, you're just a sad widow drunk in a wheelchair who bilks money from clients. While me, I'm...
A real piece of shit. Freeze!
Hello, Commissioner. Like what I've done with the city?
We're going to set this right, Morrow.
I'm the one setting things right. People have always wished the fake magic was real, and now that it finally is, all you want is for things to be the way they were.
God, I'm tired of your horse shit.
You're finally going to get to see the world Blake's described to you, True. You won't even have to die. It's almost time. The River Styx has breached the banks down below. Soon, the sky will break open and hell will rain on this world.
Hear it, Wayman. The river has broken the banks. It's rushing in, flooding the warehouse.
Can't wait to be reunited with your brother, can you?
You will be the most powerful beings in the new world.
Sure you will, if you can trust the man who killed you.
You're fishing, detective. I was there the night I died, remember? I know what happened. The fake bullet didn't break apart. The type of tragic twist we're fixing for good.
But you weren't there after you died. You didn't see the evidence. It wasn't a fragment they pulled out of you. It was a whole bullet.
You talk a big game, you know that? All this stuff about changing the world and magic, about how unfair it all is. I heard it all before.
But have you seen it before?
I seen it all. Enough to know you ain't a magician. You're just another jealous, angry man who wants to break everything because he didn't get what he wanted.
What are you talking about?
Not what? Who?
You're lying. Come out from behind these crates, coward.
That night was different than most nights, wasn't it? Your assistant usually loaded the gun, didn't she? Julie. Birdie.
How do you know that name?
You've just written her a letter asking her to run away with you. Asking her to leave the show with you.
She quit. She left me. She abandoned me.
It wasn't her, Connor.
You know your brother was in love with Julie and that she loved him.
Shut up.
The problem is, so were you. You told Julie that Connor wanted to break it off with her, to fire her. Or maybe you even pretended to be your brother when you fired her yourself.
I was the one who thought it all up. I was the mastermind. She should have loved me.
Then you told Connor that Julie quit and left the show. Left him. But instead of letting her go, he was gonna break up your little act to chase after her.
It made Colin so angry that he loaded the trick gun with a real bullet.
You're lying!
He wanted Julie for himself. Once you were out of the picture, he tried to win her over, to get her to fall in love with him instead.
But she rejected you over and over again. She saw through you. For all your tricks, you couldn't fool her.
She was a fool. A fool.
And the more you were rejected, the angrier you got. The more you wanted to burn it all down.
I'm gonna make you shut up!
It was then, when Colin was at his lowest, that it happened, didn't it? He had a furious dream. Probably one about you and Julie. When his soul and yours reconnected.
He gave me purpose again. He gave me power!
He used you. The man who killed you finally had the power he needed to take his revenge. Not just on Julie, on everyone. For his failed career, his failed love, his failed life. He made Julie leave you. Then he made you destroy her soul.
Don't move, Colin. Not another step.
You think that gun scares me?
Maybe it should. Where do you think Blake is now?
He hasn't gotten to my brother yet.
How do you know?
Because I still feel the power.
Stop, Morrow, or I'll shoot. Morrow! Oh, my God.
The bullets went right through him.
And I'm going right through this wall. To Blake Wayman. I don't believe you, Wayman. We're going to see my brother soon. He'll tell me the truth. Until then...
Blake. Blake. Over here.
Hattie, you're on fire.
A gift from Conrad for Xander the Enigma once he's weakened.
Not yet. Wait.
I wanted you to see our new world, Wayman. I thought you'd understand, but you had to go and play the hero.
I have proof, Connor.
You have lies.
He kept the tiara. He didn't keep a single trophy from all the people he killed up top, except for her.
No. It can't be true. No! Don't listen to him, Connor. No! Ah!
Nick! Morrow! What's happening to him?
The connection with his brother. Blake's disrupted him.
It hurts!
He's flickering, Blake.
Come on, Hattie.
I'm not done yet. I still got a gun.
You can barely hold it, Morrow. Stop this.
No!
Take my hand, Blake.
Hattie.
I love you, Blake Wayman. Now let's let him have it.
Hattie!
Whatever life is after this one, Morrow, deal with your brother there.
My God! He's on fire!
It should have been mine!
Morrow! Morrow!
It's too late. Put him out of his misery.
Can we go back to regular criminals now?
It's not over. The storm's outside, still boiling. Come on, Blake. You're not done yet.
Hattie.
I'm all right. Morrow?
He's gone.
And the gun?
I have it.
The river, it's still flooding.
We have to get to the doorman.
Maybe a bad time to bring this up, but we left our boat on Gateway Island.
This is just a hunch, but...
Mr. Wayman?
I don't think we'll need it.
Whoa, this is some mess. Better to be in charge of doorways than janitorial on a day like this, isn't it? Gentlemen, if you would.
Who are they?
The movers for the forge.
What now?
Right this way, of course. Right this way.
And Hattie?
Bring her along, Mr. Wayman. It'll be good for her to see this next part. Trust me. Ah, that's better. Nice and dry.
Where is this? It's not the Hall of Doors.
This is the waiting room. Discovered it some time back. One of those places between places where time works more slowly. Good spot to tell people who don't want to be found.
Why wouldn't we want to be found?
Because you're still an outlaw, Mr. Wayman.
But he just saved our world, an underworld city.
Did he?
The storm's still raging. The flood is still going to spill into our world.
Indeed.
But you saw what he did. You saw how bravely he fought.
Hattie.
What comrades sacrificed. What Blake and I did together?
Saw it all.
Then why is Blake still an outlaw?
Because he broke the rules, Miss Foster. I'm not the jurist, remember? I'm just the doorman.
Then what was the point of it all?
Sir, to your specifications? It's perfect. Thank you. This was the point.
The key.
Yes. Now follow me. Here we are again, the last doorway, and it can now be opened.
I have to go through to stop the flood, don't I?
Yes.
And if I go through, Hattie will come back?
In a way.
In a way?
You don't have the power to bring her back, do you?
I'm just a doorman.
What is this door? Where does it go?
It's not where, is it?
Very good, Mr. Wayman.
This door goes back in time?
That sort of thing is good for cheap novels in your world, Miss Foster, but not very practical. Walking through this door is like waking up from a dream about tomorrow, knowing what is to come.
So that mortal can change it. Stop Colin Morrow before he kills Julie Patrick. Stop Connor before he gets the gun.
Precisely.
Well, then let's go. It'll be easy. We'll know when and where and... I can't go. Can I?
Only a living mortal can walk through this door.
I won't remember any of it.
will I? No one will. Blake and I will be apart, won't we?
Yes.
Then wake up earlier, Blake. Wake up before the bomb takes your legs, before Elise.
About that.
If I did that, I wouldn't become the Wraith. I wouldn't be there to stop the Morrows, the Boatmen, or whatever comes in Conrad's prophecy.
No.
So what does Blake get? Nothing? Is it always nothing?
I get the memory. That fire coursing through my body. Cold feet I couldn't feel under the covers of my bed.
It's not fair.
But that's the difference, Miss Foster. The Morrows, the Boatmen, they were all stuck in places they didn't want to be. They all felt life was unfair. Maybe it was, but all they cared about was who they could make pay for it, not what they were willing to pay themselves. Well, our secret didn't last long. They usually don't, Gateway City. It's time to go, Mr. Wayman. Do you know where you want to wake up?
Yes, I do.
I don't want you to go.
The river always finds a way to the ocean, even if it's not the way we thought it would.
You'll always be part of my story, Blake Wayman.
See you around, Hattie.
Blake! Hey, Wayman!
Huh? What? Drew?
Meow.
Sphinx, where am I?
About halfway out of a 3-day hangover.
The hell happened to the office?
What happened to it? It was this shitty the day we moved in. Maybe if we got some paying clients, we could move up in the world.
The city. It's all right.
All right? That must have been some dream you was having. The city ain't changed. Murder, kidnapping, corruption, remember?
Yeah, I do.
I don't normally do this, but here. A little hair of the dog to clear up the cobwebs.
No, Drew. No whiskey. Coffee. I need coffee.
You getting religion on me, Wayman?
No, but I'm gonna get right. So is this city. And you're gonna get a raise. A big one.
You planning on changing the sign on the door to something more profitable?
No. It stays Styx Detective Agency. Because that's my job.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Wayman. Where do we start?
I'm careful what I tell True. Just enough so she doesn't think I've lost all my marbles. Then we roll up our sleeves and get to work. It's a hell of a thing being ahead of the game for the first time in my life. I don't let it go to waste. I start up top and work my way down to Underworld City. And when I'm done, I take a stroll along those undead streets. Past Scylla on the Rocks, where I hear Lorelei singing her song. Past the express to the Cirque du Mort. Past that big casino that Lupo calls home. I even tip my hat to that big son of a bitch. Elise is out there again. Somewhere. And I'll find her. And this time, I'll help her finish her business right. Let it go to that place downriver. Last, I turn to a familiar corner.
What the hell are you smiling about, Wayman?
I was thinking you and I should take the day off for once. Go for a drink. Like two pals.
Sounds like you're already drunk.
I'll take that as a yes. When I'm down here next, maybe the drowned rat. Maybe see a friend.
How do you... Where have you been, Detective?
Around, Conrad. I've been around. But that feeling of being ahead of the game don't last long. Decisions catch up to you quick. Choices take you to new streets, new forks in the road, new places where anything can happen.
Blake, I hate to say this, but you're gonna have to start turning some of these folks away. Maybe start with the ones who can't pay.
Don't turn a one of them away, True. Add them to the list.
Unsolved murders. Missing persons. Stolen fortunes. You're planning on turning this city around on your own?
Just giving it a push in the right direction. The push it needs.
Well, Sisyphus, take 5 from the hero bit. There's someone here to see you.
No time, True.
Take the time. It's a reporter. And She's a looker.
She walks in, one lie detector brown eye peeking out from under the brim of her hat. Full of curiosity, full of life.
Blake Wayman? You're the Blake Wayman?
Not what you were expecting? Is it the wheelchair?
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Wayman. It's just the stories I've heard about you.
What stories were those?
About a guy who moves mountains, who solved a 20-year-old murder between two magician brothers, then turned around and uncovered a secret criminal society with a hold on the city? You've single-handedly kept my sister a very busy woman.
Laurie. And how is the assistant DA?
She's good. She's very good.
Glad to hear it. She's a pure soul.
What about you, Mr. Wayman? The people of the city want to know. What kind of soul are you?
A busy one. But maybe we could swap tales later. Over a drink?
I don't date my stories, Mr. Wayman.
It's just a drink, Miss Foster. The trouble don't start until the talking.
I need this story. So let's leave it at a maybe. When will I hear from you?
When you hear from me. The underworld is a city, but it's not the only one. There are worlds beyond these on the bank of a long river. When I walk the streets of them, I'm more than a man. I'm a ghost. I'm a detective.
Styx is written, directed, and produced by Matt Rainey.
Sound mix and music score by Matt Branson. Sound editing and design by Keonti Perry.
Performed by Brian O'Sullivan, Jen McGurk, John Lacey, Sharon Angela, Alexa Capiello, Alan Smith, Patrick Tutera, Anastasia Matrunin, Michael Garcia, Haley Greenbauer, John Jack Rogers, Bonnie McNeil, Fira Budeman. Recorded at Acoustical Garden in Los Angeles, California.
Season 2 of Styx is dedicated to the memory of K. Patrick Tutera, who played Lupo, Lickspittle, and more. He was a passionate performer and a fierce friend. He will be missed.